A reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 45. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This Advent, we are focusing on some of the figures in the story of the birth of Jesus and how they point us to God. Now we focus on Elizabeth, who praises Mary and calls her blessed. The angel Gabriel told Mary that her relative Elizabeth, in her advanced age, has conceived a son. Mary trusts that nothing is impossible with God and set out with haste to visit Elizabeth, who proclaims, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth shares with Mary that the child in her womb leaped for joy as she heard Mary's greeting. These first-time mothers-to-be celebrate with joy. Notice how Elizabeth affirms what the angel Gabriel shared with Mary. Elizabeth blesses Mary and the child in her womb. She welcomes and extends hospitality to Mary, who stays with her for 3 months. Theologian Howard Thurman, African-American survivor of the segregated South, saw in Mary's Magnificat that the hope of every generation is in the birth of the child. The stirring of the child in the womb is the perennial sign of man's attack on bigotry, blindness, prejudice, greed, hate, and all the host of diseases that make a man's life a nightmare and a holocaust. In other words, the hope of every generation is that the next generation will be better, that the next generation will bring forth something new, something fresh, something whole, that the next generation will see the fulfillment of God's promises. Elizabeth supported and affirmed Mary, the next generation, as she answered God's call. We are called to support the next generation as they answer God's call and take the next faithful step of their journeys. How is God calling you to support others on their faith journey? Loving God, as we reflect on Elizabeth's joyful welcome and affirmation of Mary, help us to support and nurture those who answer your call. May we, like Elizabeth, recognize the signs of your promises in the next generation and offer our encouragement and hospitality. Fill us with the hope and joy that come from knowing your power to accomplish the impossible. Guide us to nurture and support others on their faith journeys, trusting in your unfailing love. Amen.